everybody, and welcome to the Mommy Beta Podcast. This is episode number 49, and this is the place where we talk about things that we're writing about on mommybeta.com, and as well as things that are going on in the news. And today we have Alex on the line.
Hello, buddy.
Hi, and we have me, who's Natalie Gafori. The other ladies are traveling and or very pregnant at the moment. So it's going to be the two of us today, and we have lots of things to talk about. We're going to talk about parents who break their own kids' legs. Seriously. You'll see why. We're talking about bringing car seats on a plane, more about potty training, and about the measles. So something we want to do a little bit differently this time is we wanted to give a quick thank you to one of our iTunes reviewers. We love the excellent reviews on iTunes and are really thankful for those of you who take the 2 minutes to write a quick review of our show. And today we want to thank Eskimo. That's her handle. And we've seen her name before. She's been active on our Facebook page as well. And just a little snippet of what she said on the iTunes review is, "I feel like the fifth mom sometimes because I relate to these ladies on so many levels. No topic is off the table. It goes from lighthearted to heavy, deep, serious, and they're willing to talk about the subjects that women need to hear but may be considered taboo by others. I appreciate the honesty and candidness, and I learn so much about what's out there for my son that I really feel like these ladies are giving me a leg up on motherhood." And she says thank you, and we say thank you to her because that really makes us feel good. Every time we get one of these good reviews, we send it around to our little email group, and everybody pats each other on the back and says,
"It is really sweet." It is very sweet. It makes me want to keep on going. Exactly. But now I feel like I'm under pressure. We have to keep them good.
We have to keep the new ideas coming. So we appreciate that. Thank you, Eskimo. And we hope you guys, the rest of you who are listening, will take just a couple of minutes and write a review on iTunes. So let's jump into the news. So I said that people are breaking their kids' legs, and that is not on purpose. It's accidental. And an article came out that kind of made the rounds yesterday on Facebook and the blogosphere from the New York Times Well blog. And it said that toddlers often have their legs broken accidentally by their parents when they're going down those twisty slides. So I don't know. I know I did this with Dominic when he was smaller and just kind of learning to do the slide things. I'd sit him on my lap and we'd go down the slide together. And I know what happened to us where, you know, his little foot would kind of get stuck on the side of the slide. But luckily, you know, we never had the problem with what's happening with these kids who break their legs. Their foot gets really stuck, and the force of the parent behind them actually breaks their legs.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. I'd feel like so awful.
Groin injuries. And it's this study is from a New York hospital, and they found that 14% of the pediatric leg fractures over an 11-month period involved toddlers riding down the slide with a parent. That's a pretty high number.
Yeah, so I would feel so awful.
Did you do this with Reese? Did you
ride on the slide? I still do. Yeah, I still do.
So do you think you'll change your practice? Or?
I don't think I'm going to stop. I think I'm going to be just a lot. I'm just going to be more aware. And because she does sit on my lap, and I make sure sometimes I'll hold her legs straight in front of me because I know they sometimes will fall off over the edge of my leg. And and I could see her getting stuck, and I wouldn't ever want that to happen. So I don't think I'm going to stop, but this is a scary, scary number. I think I'm just going to be more aware and just a little more careful.
And I was surprised yesterday because I subscribe to all kinds of different mommy blogs on Facebook. You know, I'm a fan, so their stuff shows up in my feed. And I saw it in a couple different places, and all of the posts had tons of comments on them saying, "Oh, yeah, you know, this happened to me," or "this happened to my best friend." So I guess it's super common. So, you know, everybody, you know, maybe think twice about writing down with the kids, or if you do, just make sure their little legs are tucked in. I think that's just the most important thing.
Extra careful.
Yeah, I mean, you can never be too safe, right?
Right.
Well, sometimes you can be too safe. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you get to the helicopter parenting stage. But one thing that I think is important safety-wise is car seats. And that's something that, you know, I never kind of waver on. You know, if Nick is trying to put him in the car and he's putting up a fight, you know, obviously he doesn't get the choice of whether he rides in his car seat. So that's why I was kind of surprised that it had never occurred to me to take his car seat on the plane with us. So, I mean, we do not a ton of traveling, not as much traveling as I think all the other mommies do. But I was – we were getting ready to go on vacation last week, and I was doing some Googling, and I was kind of afraid that United wouldn't let me gate check his car seat. So I found a post and somebody saying, well, if you're going to carry it all the way to the gate, why don't you just bring it on board with you? And I thought, well, I don't know.
And the difference here, because Dom just turned two, so I think you said you got him a seat this time right. versus other times.
That's true, yes. So he's two, so that means I have to buy him a seat. So, you know, maybe that's why I hadn't thought about it before. So I know he's got the space is reserved for him for his car seat to be on the plane. So we figured, hey, we'll give it a try because we know that he knows when he's in his car seat, he doesn't get out, he doesn't run around the car. So hopefully he'll stay in his car seat on the plane because that's what the other moms in my playgroup had said was the hardest part about flying with their toddlers was keeping them in their seat. And honestly, the car seat's genius. It's amazing. I mean, it was a short flight, so I don't know how it would have been different if it was a longer flight. This was only an hour and a half. But he, you know, we put him in the seat. You know, I fed him snacks on takeoff and landing so his ears would pop. And he played with the iPhone. And we looked out the window and we read some books. And he was totally fine.
That is amazing.
I read a magazine. I got to look through an entire issue of Sky Mall.
You are so lucky. Oh, my gosh. Although it would have been better if it was – Us Weekly.
I know. I didn't come prepared. I didn't
bring a magazine. Well, why would you? Right. I never bring magazines on the plane anymore when I travel with Reese. Interesting. I had the opposite experience.
Really?
Yeah. So we brought a car seat on the plane when I flew. Well, I was by myself and Reese and I flew to Texas. It was 3 hours from here. And we actually purchased, I don't know if you've heard of it, the sit and stroll. It's the car seat and stroller combo.
Yeah, I have heard of it.
It's great. I don't know if I would recommend spending that much money on it. It was a little over $200 on Amazon, but we're going to use it for all our travel. So I think it's worth it. But if you don't do a lot of travel, I would say it's definitely not worth it. And it's FAA certified, which is great. The only thing was I don't know if it's because she's so used to, it was the first time she was in the car seat in the plane. Mm-hmm. And before we still let her just kind of stand up between our legs and play and walk around. So right. She's already used to being on the plane, not in a seat.
Right.
I don't know if that had something to do with it, but she was in it for takeoff. And then 30 minutes into the flight, she wanted out. So she's saying, mm-hmm. Mommy, out. I was like, oh my God, please stop. And she wouldn't. So yeah. I took her out. And so for, I would say a good majority, I would say 3/4 of the flight, except for takeoff and landing, she was just not walking around, just standing up between my legs playing, which right. is fine. She was still really well behaved, so I was lucky in that regard. But it would be, I can only imagine how nice it would be for her to sit in the car seat the whole time.
Do you think that maybe this car seat's not as comfortable as her other one, or something to do with that, or?
No, I honestly think, I feel like we've done a lot of traveling on the planes because she's had freedom before, and then, so she knows, she's in an age where she recognizes spaces, and she knows now, oh, the plane, I can walk around. I don't have to be in my car seat.
That's true.
I think if we had done it early on and just started that habit, it would have made a difference. When was the last time you've traveled with
The last time we flew was August. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was 6 months ago. And, you know, we've only flown – this is only his third flight. So – you know, in August, he was in the ergo most of the time. That was when I had the big blow up with the stewardess.
Oh, yes.
So I don't, and it never really occurred to him that he could get out. I think if it was a longer flight at some point, he probably would have, you know, tried. And we probably would have, I mean, you know, for over 2 hours or 3 hours, you know, you can't make him sit in the car seat that long. So we probably would have had to take him out for a longer right. flight and let him stretch his legs. And that might have been dangerous because then it's like, now is he going to get back in?
Right. Can I force him back in?
Right.
Can I coax him back in with some crackers?
So we'll see on a longer flight how it works.
Oh, but I'm so glad that worked. Yeah. I think the car seat, if you can get a seat, is definitely the way to go. Reese will be turning two in July, and we're actually taking a trip to – we ended up deciding to go to Hawaii for her birthday.
Oh, good.
So we're taking advantage of one more flight without having to get her a seat just because the flights were so expensive.
Hawaii is really – it really fluctuates.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get great deals, and then the other three quarters of the time, it's crazy.
It's kind of ridiculous. We're happy because we're able to get a really great deal on a condo just renting for a week. Mm-hmm. So we feel like that kind of – the flight kind of countered out the – or right. The condo content counter. You gotcha. Know what I'm trying to say. anyways, yeah. So we are not getting a seat, and this will be the last time with Reese. But we are taking the car seat because we'll – the convertible car seat with us and just checking it because we will need it for when we get off the plane and rent a car.
Now, are you going to gate check it or are you going to check it?
We'll gate check. That's a good question. We usually – the past few times we have just checked it.
Mm-hmm. Do you see? I've always read these horror stories about don't check your car seat because
in case it gets lost,
get lost, and the baggage handlers aren't necessarily careful with them and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so I think one time we had to. Yeah, when we flew in August, we had to because we flew this like super ghetto budget carrier who absolutely would not gate check our car seat.
Oh no!
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we realized like 2 days before the flight that they even charge for carry on baggage.
Oh, jeez, I hate that.
I don't
that.
Even remember what this airline was called. But the tickets were super cheap. And, I mean, it makes sense now that the tickets were super cheap because they charge for every little thing on top of it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's actually a good point. I don't think there's a reason I forget why we did. I know we've definitely checked it, but we've also not checked it. So we'll gate check it this time just to be safe.
Gate checking is, it's definitely safer. It's a pain because you have to get it through security and you have to take it all the way to the gate.
Right.
But if it's the little sit and stroll thing, she can sit in it and you can push her through like a stroller. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
That sounds like a good solution. Yes. All these travel gadgets that make things easier for us.
I know.
It's very nice.
It's a little bit ridiculous. I'm going to call myself ridiculous for actually purchasing the sit and stroll. I don't regret buying it. I'm actually really glad because we do a lot of flying and traveling with her. So it's convenient.
Right.
It's convenient.
We ended up, because we have the Upa Baby G-Lux. I think you have that one too, right? The mm-hmm. full, the,
yeah, we do.
The umbrella stroller.
Yes.
So I was kind of playing with it the night before we left, and we can put our car seat into the stroller and use the latch system from the car seat to hook it to the frame of the stroller, and it works perfectly. It's like the most secure thing ever.
Wow.
So we just did that, and then I put Nick in the car seat attached to the stroller. It was like I was a tiny bit nervous. It was top heavy, so I made sure to stay next to it, and I hung an extra bag on the back to kind of even things out.
Whoa.
But actually, it worked really well. I mean, you know.
Did you get a picture of that?
You know what? I didn't, and I totally
should. I would love to see that, because you wrote about that in your blog, and I didn't understand.
Yeah, because that stroller goes to Grandma's house, but it's still in the back of the car. So I will get a picture of it and try to add it to the post because I was kind of shocked because somebody had suggested doing that on some blog post. But I love the internet. and it really worked. I was very surprised. But speaking of gadgets, we love our travel gadgets, but we also love our electronic gadgets. You know, we have iPads and Nooks, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of you listening have old cell phones or, you know, old laptops, all kinds of stuff laying around the house that is just taking up precious, you know, storage space for all that baby stuff that's accumulating. So if you want to clean out the garage or clean out that, you know, drawer of old electronics that you have, please consider gazelle.com. They are our wonderful show sponsor, one of our wonderful show sponsors, and they're a place that helps you essentially recycle your electronics for money. So you can go on gazelle.com and look up the specific thing that you have, whether it's an old iPhone or, you know, all kinds of other different, you know, laptops and cameras and this and that. You can look them up on the website and see how much they're worth, and you can either have them send you an envelope to send whatever it is you're sending in, or you can send it yourself, and then they'll take a look at it, make sure it's in the condition you said it was in, and they'll give you money. They'll give you either cash, or you can get an Amazon credit for slightly more than the value they would have given you in cash. So it's really a great thing to do because not only are you getting money for that stuff that's laying around the house, but it's not going in a landfill and all those, you know, crazy metals and things they use to make all of these electronics are seeping into our ecosystem. So please give gazelle.com a look-see and tell them that Mommy Beta sent you. Thank you very much, Gazelle. So now we are going to jump into more potty training talk. Are you sick of talking about potty training yet, Alex?
No, this is all prepping me for when I am going to start potty training Reese. I decided not to to move forward with it. I think it was two podcasts ago I said I was going to start the following week. And Reese had a hard napping week, so I decided to hold off.
I think that's smart. And, you know, they're so on the cusp of whether they're ready or not anyway.
Yeah.
I think Natalie is the bravest person ever to try to do this like weeks before she's about to pop.
Yes.
So, and it sounds like it's going well for her. And I'm so happy. And I hope that Miles stays on his good trajectory of being mostly accident free. Especially once the new baby gets here. Nat's getting very close to popping that next one out. We're hoping she'll
keep him
in. Well, yeah. I mean, she's like 37 weeks. She's hoping to keep him in for another week or so. But I think Miles was a tiny bit early. And I think she's ready for the baby to be out when she hits 38 weeks. Mm-hmm. She's gotten to that point. But she's been the brave soul who has tested the potty training boot camp. And so far has had really good results. I mean, it's not a miracle. You know, your kid isn't totally potty trained after 3 days. But after 3 weeks or so, Miles is having, maybe it sounded like one accident a day or something like that, which is pretty good because he's little. He's, what is he, 20 months?
21 months.
21 months.
I think
he's bigger. Yeah, he's like a week or two younger than Reese.
Yeah,
right?
Reese is 21 months.
Yeah. So he's doing great, and we're about to pull the plug on the potty training this weekend. I'm getting a little nervous. We had some second thoughts. We weren't quite sure. I asked Dominic had his 2-year appointment on Monday, and I mentioned to the doctor, and he kind of just looked at me, and I said, you know, we're thinking about potty training. He was like, well, and he looked at my belly, and he was like, well, you know, a lot of kids regress when the new one comes, and, you know, I've known this, and I've heard that, and, you know, I just feel like if we can do it now when I still have 3 months left, we can get him really in the groove and mm-hmm. hopefully, you know, he can be kind of like solidly in the potty training. You know, he'll be pretty much potty trained, right? Hopefully in 3 months before the baby gets here. Because I just can't, I feel like we have to do it now, or at least try it now. And if it doesn't work, fine, we'll wait and we'll do it later. But I have to try it now because I feel like trying to do this when the baby is 3 or 4 months old is going to be so much harder than trying to do it now.
Right.
So I just feel like, and it's supposed to be a really warm weekend, and it's just like everything's kind of lining up the way I wanted it to. So we're going to do kind of a hybrid between the boot camp that Natalie talked about. And then there's another one. It's, 3 day, it's potty trained in 3 days or less. And it's, where does it go? I have the name of the doctor. Let's see. Her last name is Phelim. Where am I seeing her first name? I don't see her first name. Her last name is Phelim, and she's based in San Francisco. And she kind of, has this, if you Google 3 day potty training, it's like the first day, the first thing that comes up from Baby Center. And it's basically, it's similar to boot camp, but there's certain little differences. So we're going to kind of use a little bit of both, things that I kind of liked from both systems. And we're going to just give it a shot. You know, I've been talking to him this week about, oh, you know, on Friday, we're going to say bye-bye to diapers and you get to run around naked all day, all weekend, you get to be naked. And as we were getting ready for his nap today, he said, I'm a big boy. And I said, yes, you are. You're such a big boy. We're going to say bye-bye to diapers this weekend and it's going to be so cool. And he said, nakies. And he was all excited because that's what he says being called, being
that's
naked.
So
he calls
cute.
It nakies. So, you know, hopefully, you know, things work out. I mean,
yeah,
I know it'll
they
be
will. It sounds
a
like he's
couple days.
Getting excited, and it's great that you're prepping him for the big weekend. You're not just all of a sudden, okay, we're going to potty train this weekend. You're making him excited and getting him ready. So
I'm
no,
trying.
That's great. And I think you're right for trying. I mean, there's no right or wrong, but I think you have the right idea in the sense that it's probably going to be easier to trying, and you have 3 months. So even if it takes you the entire 3 months, it may be a little more challenging. You know, you're going to be sleep deprived and tired with the new baby, and
right.
you're going to have 100%, at least a couple days where it's just 100% dedicated on training him.
Right. And that's the thing that I was worried about most with the baby. It's like just the focus, because you really have to be, at least for the first couple of days, it's like every few minutes you have to mm-hmm. be like, okay, we're sitting on the potty and we're going to sit here for as long as it takes kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I could do the naked with Ree. She doesn't like being naked, which is
really?
Yeah, which is, you know, her dad's happy to hear. But she does not like she's naked right before bath, but if I try to keep her in just her diaper even, she's like, pants, pants, pants. I'm like, okay, we'll put some pants on you.
Really?
Yeah. It's very strange. She likes her clothes. So I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, no. I don't think I've ever heard of a kid who doesn't like to be naked.
Right?
Good for you.
She's very particular. I'm excited. Keep me updated just because, you know, Reese is not two. She'll be two in a few months. I don't think she's ready. She could be. You know, she tells me when she's ready to poop. She hides in a corner, but that's about it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. I feel like we may have missed like a little window with Dominic. He was more into like flushing his poop and stuff probably a month or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't quite ready to pull the plug, you know, like to pull the trigger on it yet.
Right.
So we'll see. Sometimes he, you know, is like, you know, I go, oh, you know, let's say bye bye to your poop. And he's like, no, you do it. He's not excited about it. So we'll see. I ordered him a travel potty, and it came yesterday, and he was very excited to sit on it.
Oh, which one did you get?
I got the one that Nat had recommended. I think it's called the Potette.
Potette, okay.
And it's really cheap. It's like $10.
Okay.
It's, you know, just like a little ring that has little legs that pop out, and he sat on it and was, you know, kind of excited about it.
Yeah,
and more potty because we have one kind of in the back of the house by the bathroom, and then I wanted to get one more for like the living room where we're going to be doing most of our playing. So I ordered one, and I think it arrived today. So he'll be very excited after nap time. He loves to open up the Amazon boxes. So
smart
kid. I think
he'll
be excited to see his new green potty when he wakes up.
I ordered a pink one a couple months ago, the baby Bjorn one. And it's the travel one. It doesn't have the white, you know, lid or anything. It's just a pink, really small plastic travel one. And she sits on it once in a while. She used to sit on it a lot more, and now she doesn't. So I'm thinking about when we start potty training to just get one of the covers that goes on top of the toilet so that she can associate with, you know, oh, mommy sits there, and that now I'm going to sit there. And I don't know if that might work, but that's what we're going to try.
Right. We actually got, like back in the day when I was kind of, when he first was starting to verbalize about pooing and peeing, and, you know, we kind of jumped the gun, and we got that one where it's the little seat that goes on the toilet and has a little ladder that goes up to it.
Oh, yeah.
And he still will like to sit on it every once in a while. So we might try to work that into the lineup too and just see which one he likes best. Because from what I've heard, kids will usually have a preference. So we have three different kinds of potty things, or four if you count the travel thing. Man, we've got potties all over the place. So we'll see. Hopefully he takes at least one of them.
Yeah. Although right now I'm doing some research on preschools, and there are some preschools that potty train. Like, oh, darn, I wish I could put Reese in preschool now. It'll be a little early, but maybe they'll just potty train it for me.
They'll just do it for her. Yeah. I'm a little nervous about sending him to daycare next week. I forgot to ask the daycare lady on when I picked him up yesterday how she normally handles that. So I've got to talk to her on Thursday and hope that she's on board for me sending him without a diaper on Tuesday.
And a couple extra changes of clothes.
Yeah. He's only there for like 2.5 hours, but he does usually poop while he's there.
Oh, so funny. Oh my God. Reese pooped in the bath last night.
Oh God.
She's almost two, and she's only ever done that one other time.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't doing it, and Josh didn't even know because there were bubbles in the bath, and then she was hiding in the corner, and he's like, let's get out, and she kept saying, no, and Josh didn't know why, and so he pulls her out of the tub, and luckily, this is so gross, I don't even know why I'm sharing, but he pulled her out of the tub, let the water drain out, and it was just a couple pebbles, so it wasn't... You know, it wasn't gooey or anything, but I was dying laughing, and he looked at me and scolded me. He's like, this isn't funny. Why are you laughing? I'm like, it's pretty funny because you didn't even know. And he's like, you shouldn't laugh in front of her. I got in trouble.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. Dominic had never done it until he was like, it was just like 2 or 3 months ago. He did it for the first time. And then he kind of thought it was hysterical. We didn't. I don't think we laughed, but he thought it was really funny. He kept saying poop in the bathtub for like a week, and then he did it again like a week later.
Oh my gosh.
But luckily, knock on wood, he hasn't done that again. I think we tried to be very stern with him and told him that's not okay. But it was like, this was not pebbles. It was like, I was like, that came out of him. It's like a man poo. It was disgusting. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah, enough on the poo talk. Sorry everybody for that. It was a little digression. Let's talk about something a little sweeter. Let's talk about cakes. I would much rather talk about cakes. So, you know, if you say, Alex, you were going to Hawaii for a special someone's little birthday and you didn't want to bake a cake in Hawaii, you could have the foresight to order a Bake Me a Wish cake to have delivered to your condo for your little birthday party for Reese. So we just want to say thank you to Bake Me a Wish, who's another one of our show sponsors. And we just think it's a great idea to be able to go online, pick out a beautiful cake, and have it delivered anywhere you want, on time. It's delicious. It's just, you know, kind of another way to tell people that you're thinking of them, or even to do it if you're traveling, if you want to celebrate something special. Say you're celebrating Mother's Day. We celebrate Mother's Day in Tahoe. And honestly, there aren't very many good bakeries in Tahoe. So maybe we'll send a cake up to celebrate with our Mother's Day brunch.
Oh, that's a really great idea.
Yeah, and the cakes are delicious, and they guarantee they'll be there when you need them, because when you need a cake, you need a cake. So you can count on them, and we want to say thank you very much to Bake Me a Wish.
Yes.
All right, and our last news story of the day, measles. Like, who hears about measles anymore? But apparently 2011 was the worst year in 15 years for measles outbreaks, according to the CDC. And this really surprised me. I mean, I don't even really know what measles are. Like, do you know what the symptoms are, what to look for measles?
I'm actually looking it up as we speak.
You know, it's one of those things that you hear, you know, maybe in the 50s or so, it was common. And I think measles and some of these others, rubella and those sort of things, can have pretty major consequences, like reproductive consequences later in life for boys especially. Scarlet fever, those sort of things. You know, when I think of scarlet fever, I think of the Velveteen Rabbit. You know, you think these are like old diseases, but apparently some of them are making a little bit of a comeback. Possibly because people aren't vaccinating or aren't vaccinating on time.
Yeah, that's interesting. I do have a few friends who decided to do a kind of a different schedule. So they're still getting their vaccinations. They're giving their kids their vaccinations. They're just doing it on a different, an altered schedule. So spreading them out a little bit more. And so I'm curious if it worries them, because you're supposed to have your first measles vaccination, I think it's at 15 months, between 12 and 15 months, and your second at 4 to 6 years. And so I'm not sure if you're like, so Reese had hers at 1 year, and I'm wondering what, if you're doing an altered schedule, if you wait a few more months, or is it a few weeks?
I don't know exactly how the altered schedule works. I think Nat has done that with Miles, so she would be a little bit more of an expert on that. But I think more than the delayed schedule, I think they're worried about people not getting the vaccination at all. The delay might have open up like a small window of risk, but in the long run, I think it's the people who aren't getting the vaccinations at all that are a problem. And what was that stat I thought was very interesting? It was of the 196 U.S. residents who had measles in 2011, 166 were unvaccinated or didn't know if they'd been vaccinated.
That's scary.
So, those people, most of those people chose not to have the vaccination for, philosophical or religious or personal exemptions. And, everybody has the right to do what they want to do with their own bodies. But, there is this conversation of, well, is it putting the rest of us at risk, because that means that 50 of those people who got it actually were vaccinated. So, is that because they were exposed to these other people who weren't vaccinated? I don't really know how this all works. I'm not a doctor. It's my caveat for the day. But just a kind of a heads up to everybody that measles are out there. They're still around.
Yeah. So this was actually in the news article, just again, warning that measles are extremely contagious and the symptoms include a total body rash along with flu-like symptoms such as cough and fever.
Okay.
And I have a friend who works in the pediatric, who's a pediatric nurse and who works in the emergency pediatric hospital here in San Francisco. And she says she's just last week she's seeing more and more cases and they're hearing about it in not only San Francisco, but also in Marin, which is just over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow. And I'm pretty sure that Marin has one of the lower vaccination rates in the country.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's a, you know, popular place to go unvaccinated. So watch out, Al.
Yeah, as of this past Friday, 27 cases of measles have been reported this year.
Huh.
Yeah, and it's too soon to know if this year is going to be worse than last year or just as bad.
Right.
So we'll try to keep everybody updated.
Yeah, and watch out for rashes and flu-like symptoms. So, Alex, I hear you have a little victory this week.
I do. It's similar to one you shared, I think, about a month ago or 2 months ago. Reese is singing. It's so cute. She sings. We, we practice ABCs and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And you know what? I'm going to be kind of embarrassed if I shared this 2 weeks ago.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
At least not on a podcast with me.
Okay. So. Yeah. Sorry if anybody's hearing this twice.
What's your favorite song to sing?
Twinkle, Twinkle. It's kind of twinkle, twinkle. That's all she says. But then she kind of hums it and says words that I can understand.
Does she do the little hand motion?
Yes, she does. It's really, really cute. Yeah, and just in case I did share it, I guess I'm just more excited because now she's starting to sing more and asking, you know, when a song's over, again, and we're in the car and she'll say, music, music. And I'm repeating everything twice because that's what she does. Does Dom do that?
I don't know. Does he? He definitely will repeat things if I have not listened to him the first time. You know, like
yeah.
If he has the CD that he refers to as music CD
mm-hmm.
that he likes to listen to in the car. So he'll ask for that. And if I don't respond, you know, promptly, he will ask again or will ask for a specific song. That's the funniest thing with him recently is he's gotten very specific with his musical taste. You know, he wants to listen to Muffin Man or McDonald. If you try to put something else on, he goes, no. Until you get to the song
darling.
You want to listen to. Which is cute but annoying.
I hear you. I know. They have all their little preferences and personalities.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited about the singing for you. It's the cutest thing. Like, pretty soon you'll lay her down in bed at night and she'll be singing to herself. Like,
that is really cute.
It's the cutest thing ever.
I'll have to record that.
It's very, very cute. So we have one more order of business for today. We are going to announce, drum roll please, the winner of our Pottery Barn Kids Anywhere chair. This chair is super awesome. I wish I could have entered because I think Dominic would love it. So we got like 350 entries or something. We've got a, you know, pretty high number of entries for us at least. You know, we're not a babble. But we got a ton of entries and our lucky winner is Erin Lawrence. So congratulations to her. We will send her an email and make sure she gets the chair of her choice. But we wanted to send her congratulations. And we also want to say thank you to everybody else who entered the contest. Keep on entering. We're always lining up new giveaways. And if you have a suggestion for a giveaway or something you think would be a really good thing for us to give away. I know somebody suggested that we give away naps. Can't do that one. But if you have, you know, a really cool product that you've been had your eye on and maybe it's a little bit out of your price range or you just can't, you know, make the leap to make the investment in it, let us know and we'll reach out to the company and maybe we can do something about it. So congratulations again to Erin Lawrence and thank you to everybody who entered to win the Pottery Barn Kids Anywhere chair. So, and thank you for joining us today. Make sure to write us emails at mb@mommybeta.com or talk to us on Facebook or Twitter. And we would be so grateful if you would write us an iTunes review. It just takes a few minutes. So if you write a review, you know, maybe send us a little email, let us know. We'll give you a shout out on the podcast or even on our Facebook page or wherever you want to be shouted out. We'll do it.
Love it.
Just give us a review. All right. So thank you very much, Alex, for joining the call today.
Thank you for hosting.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, and have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.